First, Jane Garvey returns a week today.
On BBC Radio 4.
I just had a gut instinct that it was bad.
Life-changing with me, Jane Garvey.
Again, I tried to take a different route, but on the third attempt, that's when I ran into the advancing Iraqi army.
I meet the individuals with extraordinary stories to tell.
He just looked across the table and he said, "So, what happened up there?" My head just filled with a mass of noises and words, and I had no idea how to get them out.
Life-changing. Seven remarkable accounts from people from all over the UK. Returns next Wednesday morning at 9 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Vince is in the doghouse in the Archers in half an hour. But first, time to enjoy the lakes and forests of Scandinavia in our comedy set and recorded in Sweden, first broadcast in 2017. Adam Riches stars as the comedian marrying into a Swedish lifestyle. This week, he's contemplating the ins and outs of Swedish immigration.
You look at what's happening last night in Sweden. Sweden! Who would believe this? Sweden! They took in large numbers. They're having problems like they never thought possible.
I'm at my svenska för invandrare class. Swedish for immigrants.
Hello, everybody. Or hey.
Hey. And I can't believe how things have changed in the space of a year. The news reports are right. Sweden really is under siege.
So, can you tell the class your reasons for moving to Sweden?
I have a Swedish girlfriend.
Swedish girlfriend.
Swedish girlfriend.
Swedish boyfriend.
We call it the Brexit effect.
And what about you, Colin?
I just really like meatballs.
'Cause the cold Swedish winter is right outside, and I just want somebody to hold me through tonight. The cold Swedish winter.
The cold Swedish winter by Danny Robbins. Summer.
And you know it, clap your hands.
Klappa händerna när du är riktigt glad.
Okay, you asked for it. If you're happy and you know it.
Som på denna jorden vandra.
If klappa you're happy händerna and you know it, clap your hands. Rival kids songs. Has it really come to this?
Sorry, baby, but our son is now officially a Swede.
Woo-hoo.
His passport just arrived.
Damn, I'm surrounded by the enemy. I'll bring him up a double agent. John, IKEA sucks. Pass it on.
Or you could just join us.
Never.
Hey, seriously, become a Swede. Get citizenship.
Whoa, back those blue and yellow tanks off my lawn. Could I do that?
Yes, you could. You've been here long enough. Come on, join us. Join us.
I'll think about it, but would I have to go blonde? I did that once, and I looked like Sting in June.
No. Good morning.
Hey. Nobody locks their doors in small town Sweden. Which means your parents-in-law can drop round without warning.
IKEA sucks.
What?
Guys, we're not actually dressed yet.
We are Swedes, Jeff. We are relaxed with nudity.
We can strip off too, if you like.
No thanks. Put a shirt on.
I'll make some coffee. Hey, guess what? Jeff's gonna become a Swedish citizen.
Oh, Jeff!
Hey, I knew you'd crack. When they made Boris Johnson foreign secretary, I thought surely now he will be too embarrassed to stay British.
What is next? Mr. Bean as chancellor?
Hey, hold your horses. I just said I'd think about it. Now, did you actually want something?
Yes. Yeah. We have our own big news. Eller hur, Sten?
Ja, I'm proud to say that I'm a good man.
Well, you're an all right man, but no need to show off.
No, silly. God man means guardian.
Oh, is this a vigilante thing? I can see you out on the street, Sten, enforcing social democracy.
I know what you're thinking. Do I take my full paternity leave? Well, do you, punk?
Shut up, you idiot. I'm going to be a legal guardian to a young asylum seeker.
Wow.
Sweden has taken in many refugees who are under 18 without parents.
So, people like me...
Old people.
Don't make me kill you.
Kind people.
Better. Are being asked to help them settle.
That's great, Papa. I'm proud of you.
He's called Ashkan. He comes from Afghanistan. We'd like you to meet him.
Especially you, Jeff. After all, you know what it is like to be a strange person in a foreign land.
Well, I'm not that strange.
No, really. All you British are.
I never understood Brexit. It's like you choose to remove a fly from your face using a shotgun.
The next day, Linda, John and I met Sten and Gunilla for a barbecue in the forest. As the smoke mingled with the sweet scent of the tall pine trees, they introduced us to a thin teenager with a big smile.
Hey, jag heter Ashkan.
Hey Ashkan, Linda.
Jeff, and this is John.
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 John, John.
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 Since Ashkan spoke only Dari and basic Swedish, he and I communicated through the universal language of...
Football.
Oh, you like it?
Leo Messi.
Ronaldo.
Jimmy Vardy.
It was all going great until I showed my age.
Kevin Keegan.
Nay.
Graham Souness.
Nay.
Stuart Pearce.
Nay.
Oh, Gaza.
You.
Gaza!
Ashkan had brought his ball with him, and once we'd eaten, we had a kickabout with trees as goalposts.
It's pretty good.
Oh dear. I think I might have had one too many halal sausages.
One name came up more than any other.
Zlatan. Zlatan.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic, Sweden's greatest ever footballer. The son of Balkan parents, Zlatan rose from a tough council estate in Malmo to play for the world's biggest clubs.
John.
All the immigrants love Zlatan, even me.
Watch, I'm going to do a bicycle kick like Zlatan.
Are you okay?
Oh, I think I just performed a homemade vasectomy. I might have a little sit down.
Come here, Ashkan.
What's that till me? John, John.
Ashkan is having fun.
He's good. After all he's been through.
Well, at least he's finally safe.
For now.
What does that mean?
When he turns 18, he faces a beslut. You know that word?
Spell it.
B-E-S-L-U-T.
B-slut? Is this some radical Swedish sex education policy?
It means judgment. When he becomes 18, the immigration service will assess him and judge if he can stay or be sent back.
Oh, man. Hey, watch it.
Let's play. Sweden and Afghanistan against England.
Ah, very good.
Do I get John?
No, he's one of us now. And it's pronounced Jon.
John.
Jon.
John.
John.
Oh, that was in my face.
Sorry. I was trying to do a slant. Once I jumped upon a train called Game of Game. Then nothing has been the same. The Game of Game.
We got home that evening to find a gleaming white Cadillac parked outside our house and a small rotund man in a cowboy hat.
Hey, Linda.
No, man. Hey, Knut.
And this must be Jof and Jon?
It's Jeff, actually, and John.
Sorry, I'm no good with these strange foreign names. I am Linda's godfather, Knut.
Say again.
Knut.
K-N-U-T. I
wouldn't want to do that in a predictive text.
Knut is Papa's oldest friend.
Yeah, Sten grew up next to my parents' farm. Well, my farm now.
He's one of the biggest dairy farmers in Sweden.
A real cowboy.
Right, hence the hat.
Yes, though I also wear it because I am a big fan of line dancing. Another thing Sten and I have in common.
Whoa, Sten likes line dancing. How did I not know this?
So I have a present for you both. An early wedding gift. May I show you?
Sure.
Then hop in. Jon, you want to drive a big American car?
IKEA sucks.
What?
We drove a mile or so out of town in Knut's Cadillac.
You know, line dancing is also very good cardiovascular exercise.
Oh.
Until we came to a large lake dotted with many small islands, like croutons floating in a bowl of soup, but croutons topped with red wooden summer houses rather than cheese.
So, there it is.
Sorry, what are we looking at?
That island, the only one with no house.
I don't understand.
That is your present. I own this land and I'm giving it to you.
Our own island?
You can build a summer house on it. I will help.
Oh, this is incredible, Knut. You don't need to do this.
I want to, for my goddaughter. Sten will not tell you this, but when Linda moved to England, he was worried she would never come back. And now, here she is again. And when Sten told me that you, Jeff, will become a Swede too, I wanted to celebrate. Build your future here with your very own piece of Sweden.
Well, I haven't actually got...
Shut up. Do you want an island or not?
That night, as Linda and I got ready for bed, we were still reeling.
Isn't Knut lovely?
Yeah. I can't believe we own an island. We're like Richard Branson.
See, you can't get out of becoming a Swede now. One of us. One of us.
All right, okay, I'm considering it, but I might need a little more persuading.
I see. But unfortunately, to get to this piece of Sweden...
Yeah?
You need a passport.
As April became May, we saw a lot more of Ashkan. While Sten helped him with all the official paperwork...
Skriv ditt namn här.
Jo.
Ja, just det.
I tried to do fun things. Bowling, the cinema. I even read Zlatan's autobiography, so we'd have something to chat about.
How is it?
Good, yeah. I've just got to the bit where Zlatan single-handedly saves the world from an asteroid. All the time, Ashkan's Swedish improved, until pretty soon we were speaking football for my benefit, not his.
Luis Suarez.
Wayne Rooney.
Paul Pogba.
Danny Drinkwater.
Nai.
Alan Hansen.
Nai.
Sir Stanley Matthews.
Nai.
Bobby Charlton.
Nai.
Nobby Styles.
Nai.
He even learnt the national anthem.
Du gamla, du fria, du filur, hoga nort. Du testa, du glad, rika hona.
All right, no one likes a swat.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
It was a happy time, full of laughter. Linda, I can't believe you just kicked it in my face again. But we were brought back to reality by an official-looking letter.
The beslut. He has an appointment in a week's time, the day after his 18th birthday.
Blimey. They won't send him back, will they?
I don't know. There are two sides in Sweden. Those of us who wants to help, and those who say, jävla invandrare.
Bloody immigrants.
So what are his chances?
I would say 50-50. He's very nervous.
At least he's got you in his corner. You're a good man, Sten.
I know. I'm his good man.
No, you're a good man.
No, that's what I said.
But you're a good, good man, if you know what I mean.
No, I don't.
Linda?
Never mind.
I decided to take Ashkan's mind off his looming judgment. In Sweden, in summertime, there's really only one way to forget your cares. You take off all your clothes and... jump in a lake.
Oh, that is cold. I mean, it's quite invigorating in a manly way.
Hey, Ashkan. Sørdu Island? Ørn?
Jo.
Linda and I, we own it. The erger det.
How did it sound?
Yeah, I don't know. We're going to build a summer house on it. Sommerhus.
Cool, jo vil ha et hus. Sommer Zlatan. Et jättehistoriskt hus.
You want a big house like Zlatan? Yeah, one day, mate.
Jag får tillstånd att stanna i Sverige.
Ah, they'll let you stay, man. Sten's on your side. Hey, now should we swim? Simmer, to the island?
Okay.
We ploughed through the almost transparent water like dolphins. Though one dolphin was a lot younger, quicker, and less asthmatic than the other.
Oh, you're fast.
Yeah, sista gången jag simmade.
The last time you swam.
Var när jag kom till Grekland.
Was when you came to Greece.
Jag simmade för mitt liv.
You swam for your life. As Ashkan went to look around the island, I took in what he'd just said. I'd seen us as two fellow immigrants, but I'd come to Sweden grumbling.
Pickled herring again?
Whereas he had risked everything to be here. I felt simultaneously very lucky and deeply bloody embarrassed.
Jeff!
It's Jeff. Bobbing on the water in a little rowing boat was Billy the Canute.
I'm fishing! Here! Take one home to Linda for supper.
Thanks. There's nothing like a slap in the face with a wet trout.
It's so beautiful here. The best country on earth.
Doesn't it make you want to line dance?
Not so much, no.
Just me, then. We must start on your summer house soon.
Yes, I'm thinking we have the hot tub here, right next to the crazy golf.
Yes!
As Ashkan emerged from the bush, weirdly, Knut's entire demeanor changed.
Akta! Bakom dig!
This is Ashkan.
You know him? Oh, God, what he looks like.
Knut?
We have two men alike him here. Trump was right. They bring crime. Our women are not safe. Get him off my island.
Oh, I thought this was our island.
Not if you bring rats like him on it.
I was stunned. As Knut rode off, he hissed one thing back that carried on the wind like a foul smell.
Jävla invandrare.
Bloody immigrants. You really said that?
Yeah, and that Trump was right. I was shocked.
So, what did you say to him?
Oh, that's just it. Nothing. I didn't defend Ashkan. I was just speechless.
Oh, don't blame yourself, Jeff.
I wish I could rewind and tell Knut what I think of him.
Hey! I've dropped Ashkan back at his flat.
How was he?
Upset, of course. But he has more important things to think about. Tomorrow is his beslut.
I can't believe Knut thinks like that, Papa.
I can. He has lived his life on a farm surrounded by cows. The closest he comes to anything foreign is his line dancing class.
That he goes to with you?
Maybe once or twice. I like Kenny Rogers.
Knut is scared of change. When Linda went to England, he worried so much.
What? He told us Papa did.
Nah. I have always believed it's important to look outside your window. Knut wants to nail the shutters closed. He is a frightened old man.
You know, for a long time he did not want to even meet you, Jeff, because you were a weird foreigner.
Well, there are some things he might have a point on.
Hmm.
But, Papa, where does he get this rubbish from?
I mean, what kind of human being agrees with Trump?
Piers Morgan.
I said human being.
We got a problem with Sweden!
Så glädja andra som på denna jorden vandrar. Klappa händerna när du är riktigt glad. Godnatt.
He's gone back to sleep now.
Mm. You know, I never noticed it before, but it's not a literal translation.
What?
We say, if you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it, and you say...
You can also make others happy who on this earth wander.
You Swedes really are a pretty kind bunch.
We are. We take in all kinds.
Oi, I am a highly skilled immigrant.
Skilled? At what?
Well, very few people can do this.
With their tongue.
Put it away now. We need to get you a new passport in time for the honeymoon. What's it going to be? British or Swedish?
Okay, I've made my choice. It wasn't easy, but I'm going to be both.
Swinglish.
Yes. I embrace your meatballs, but I don't want to let go of my right to a decent cup of tea.
I'll get it. Hey. Hey, Papa. Oh, nej. Ja. Okay, jag berättar för Jeff. It's Ashkan.
What?
He's gone missing.
Jeff, thank you for coming.
Man, I'll do anything I can.
We think Ashkan was frightened the beslut would go against him, so he ran away. Sten! Hittade du honom?
Nej, I'm worried, Jeff. If he misses his beslut meeting, it will be bad for him, very bad.
Sten, you have a message.
Is it him?
Nej, but he has been seen, oh nej, at the railway station, boarding a train south.
Fan! Then we may have lost him. He could cross the bridge to Denmark, go into Germany, who knows where.
I think I might. Can you drive me to the station? If I'm right, we might just catch him.
Okay.
With Sten's help, I caught a night train and headed on the long journey south.
Biljetterna? Tickets, please.
Watching the countryside slide by in that disorientating state of Swedish summer nights, the sun stubbornly refusing to go to bed like some ecstasy-guzzling Scandi ravehead.
I'm really buzzing! I'm the midnight sun! I'm mad for it!
Caught up in the excitement of this race to save Ashcan, I passed the long hours, imagining I was Kurt Wallander racing to solve a crime.
I wish I didn't have such a complicated relationship with my family and diabetes.
And as morning broke, not that you could notice any difference.
All-nighter! I did it! I'm the Swedish Sun! I'm so hardcore!
I finally reached my destination. Malmö. Sweden's big city of the south, known to viewers of Scandi crime thrillers for the infamous bridge to Denmark.
Found any bisected corpses recently?
Eh? You want taxi?
I headed for the city's seafront. And as I reached a long wooden pier, I found what I was looking for. On the other side of the road was an imposing mansion surrounded by a high wall. Outside it, a thin figure sat clutching a football, trying to keep warm. Ashcan had come to Zlatan's house, the palace of the immigrant king of Sweden. I'd love to tell you Zlatan came out and invited us in for meatballs, but this isn't a Hollywood film. I'd love to say he came out and launched into an Indian dance routine, but this isn't a Bollywood film. No, the truth is, a quick Google search revealed Zlatan had sold the house to an ice hockey star and was now somewhere in Cheshire. So instead, I looked Ashcan in the eye, man to just turned 18-year-old man, and spoke in the only way I knew how.
Gareth Bale.
I knew he understood what I meant. That life might have ups and downs, there could be injuries, and it may not initially justify its transfer fee, but if he stuck at it, things would be okay.
What?
Then, realizing he might not have got all that, I also explained in a mixture of English and bad Swedish.
Jag vill komma med you, du, till beslut meetingen. Det ska vara okej?
Ja, jag fattar inte att du kommer för mig. Tack, Jeff.
Hey, our strange people need to stick together.
Isn't that right, Zlatan?
He doesn't bloody live here anymore. Get away from my house!
Talk shot that was started in the street.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Score for six different teams in Champions League.
Zlatan Ibrahimovic.
Self-made millionaire in the top elite.
Sten had managed to delay Ashkan's Bislut to buy us time. But before the rescheduled meeting, there was something I needed to do.
Can we borrow your rowing boat, Sten?
Yes, but be careful. I don't trust you, crazy British. Brexit.
Oh, not again.
It's like you were all in a boat and decided to smash a bloody big hole in the bottom. Oh, we're sinking. Shall we patch it up? No. We voted to drown, so now we have to stick to it.
Are you sure about this?
Yeah. It's got to be done. Look, there he is.
Geoff, Linda.
Knut.
You wanted to see me? Here on the island?
Yeah, well, actually, I wanted you to see my buddy. Remember Ashcan?
Hey.
I think you owe him an apology.
Fine, I will never. I'm leaving now.
Oh, no, you're not.
What?
Linda's just stolen your boat.
Yeehaw!
So unless you want to get your Stetson wet, it looks like we're stuck here for a while. Now let's talk.
So we talked. And after a while, Knut began to see that Ashcan was just a kid. A nice kid, who'd made an effort to learn Swedish, and whilst they had differences...
Line dancing.
Nej.
They also had a lot in common. So when it finally came, it wasn't even begrudging.
Förlåt, Ashcan. I'm sorry.
So we're all friends?
Oh. From the bottom of my achy, breaky heart.
Good. Because I really need the toilet.
I can tell that we are gonna be friends. Yes, I can tell that we are gonna be friends.
A few days later, we found ourselves sitting in the offices of Migrationsverket, the immigration services.
I am so ready for this. I've been doing my research.
On Swedish immigration law?
No. I've been watching YouTube videos of Tom Cruise and A Few Good Men and Ally McBeal. I'm going to mix passion, Scientology and good hair.
Ashkan Nabi?
Jo.
Vi kan ta emot dig nu.
Okay, this is it.
Är du redo, Ashkan?
Jo.
Blimey, I'm shaking like a leaf. Wish us luck.
Ashkan needed me, And sure, I might have to speak in English, but the case I'd make would transcend any language. A long time ago, this wonderful country took in some immigrants from the Balkans. They had a son who would go on to be the greatest Swede of all time, after ABBA and Björn Borg and the Swedish Chef and Britt Ekland in The Wicker Man. She was hot. Well, this guy you're looking at right now, he could be the next Zlatan. All he needs is a chance and a passport. In fact, forget the chance, just give him a passport, because he deserves it, unlike me. I mean, seriously, Sweden, who do you want in your country? The guy who's learnt your national anthem, who cares, or the facetious, lazy troublemaker who doesn't even like pickled herring and does a truly offensive impression of Wallander. See, I can't even say it right. Powerful, huh? And I'd have said a lot more if it wasn't for the fact that...
Du kan inte komma in.
You can't go in. It's just Papa and Ashkan.
Men vi ska titta igen på din passansökan.
But they'll reconsider your passport application.
Damn!
IKEA sucks.
Shh! You guys deported!
Klappa händerna när du är riktigt glad. Klappa händerna när du är riktigt glad.
Jeff, good news!
Ashkan got the beslut.
No, but your passport has arrived.
Oh.
Aren't you pleased? You're finally one of us. One of us.
June 6th, Sweden's National Day, and the town square is full of people in blue and yellow. We're here for the citizenship ceremony, when new Swedes gather to receive the symbolic gift of a small Swedish flag from the town mayor.
Hey, there's some of the guys from my Swedish class. Hi, Colin.
Finally, I can be together with my meatballs.
Okay, now it's national anthem time.
Oh God, is it too late to change my mind?
Du gamla, du fria, du fjälliga nord, du trista, du glädjerika sjöland. Jag hälsar dig, vänaste land upp på jord. Din sol, din himmel, dina ängder gröna. Din sol, din himmel, dina ängder gröna.
We are so proud of you, Jeff.
It means a lot.
Yeehaw! Yeehaw!
You need to queue over there with all the other non-blonde people.
As I received my small flag, I turned and smiled at the person behind me, another new Swede, who grinned back and said two words filled with joy.
Venruni!
Ashkan had got his beslut, and there was only one thing to say to that.
Diego Maradona!
Cold Swedish Winter was created and written by Danny Robbins. It starred Adam Richards as Jeff, Sisla Ben as Linda, Anna-Lena Bergelin as Gunilla, Thomas Oritsen as Steen, Danny Robbins as Ian, Frank Pitcher as John, and Ashmel Shampsy as Ashkan, with Krista Henriksen as Knut. The other parts were played by Cecilia Nilsson, Thomas Eriksson, and Isak Jansson. The producer is Frank Sterling, and it's a 7 Digital production for BBC Radio 4.